Chapter 22. The three of them looked at each other, still dazed. Pock saw Kalium look at the apple blossoms with disbelief, and then at her. She inhaled that delicate odor, then shook her head. Aliam took a long breath, then thumped the arms of his chair with both hands.
No, we'll be down in a few minutes. Cal, do you—
But he stopped himself and turned to Estelle. She smiled and touched his hand, holding her other out to Pox.
I thank you, my dear, for a very interesting discussion, she said.
Pox could see in her eyes the memory of the lady's visit. I am sorry you must leave as soon as you say, but in the meantime, enjoy our hospitality.
With all my heart, said Pox.
Estelle laughed in her eyes, and they rose less stiffly than Pox had expected. The squires looked curiously at them as they entered the hall, where everyone waited at the tables. Now, at evening, more of the seats were filled. Cal and his brothers and their wives sat at the head table with their parents and Pox. The older children fitted in where they could, and the little ones tumbled around them. The hall rang with laughter and talk. Pox did not miss the many glances sent her way. She knew when one of the younger children sneaked behind her and boldly touched the hilt of the sword. Estelle saw that and snatched the girl back.
You, Sully, you rascal. You do that with a wrong person someday, and you'll lose a hand, if not your life. You know better than to touch a warrior's weapon.